gentlemen, it is showtime!
You're listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. It's a busy show, so let's get started. Results from 34 last weekend for your other classes. Picking up the win in the modifieds was the 22 Austin Becerra. Travis Denning in the 56D was second. Third was the 99 Charlie Moore. Fourth was the 5R Bill Roberts. Jordan Fuller in the 126 was in fifth. Second, Jaden Fuller in the 26J. Seventh was the 99 X of Brandon Jewell. And eighth was Jared Freeburger. And ninth, Reed Simmons in the 15RS. In the sport mod, Sean Wyatt was a winner in the 12S. Second was Adam Breck in the 112. The 55 of John Oliver comes home third. Fourth, Logan Cumby, the 8C. Reed Wolfmeyer in the 2W was fifth. Levi Lehman in the 10L was sixth. Seventh was Tyler Hecker in 42. Matt Thomas in the 3 was eighth. Joel Payne in 16 was ninth. 10th, Nicholas Profeta in the 20 and did not start in 11th with Sean Slaughter. In the sport compacts, your winner was Brandon Ruin, 27. Second was the 94X of Justin Stevenson. Chandler Fullerkamp at the 48C was third. Fourth, Luke Friese in the 9 was fourth. Fifth, 24A Ashton Blaine. Sixth was the 22R Shane Vansell. Seventh was the 8K of Noah Kaiser. Eighth, the 91 of Bobby Douglas. And ninth was the 44 of Wayne Cumby. That was your Friday night result from 34. Now Saturday night results. In the modifieds, it was Travis Denning in the 56D. Second, Austin Becerra in 22. Third, Jarek Freeburger in 6. Charlie Moore was fourth in the 99. Fifth was Jaden Fuller in the 26J. Seventh, the 126 of Jordan Fuller. Seventh was the 57 of Andrew Hamburger. Reed Simmons was 8th in the 15RX, or RS. 9th, the 99X of Brandon Jewell. And 10th, the 5R of Bill Roberts. In the sport mods, your winner was Logan Cumby in the 8C. Second, Reed Wolfmeyer. Third was the 12S of Sean Wyatt. Fourth, the 55 of John Oliver. Fifth, the 35 junior Justin Becker. Sixth, the 10G of Jim Gillenwater. Adam Brick in the 112 was seventh. Eighth, the 73X of Tanner Kingle. Tyler Hecker was ninth in the 42. 10th was Sean Slaughter in 00. 11th, the 10C of Cole Gillenwater was 11th. David Eckins was in the 65, was 12th. 13th, 29, Nicole Lizzie. Nicholas Profeta in the 20 was 14th. 15th was Matt Thomas in the 3. 16th was Traden Buckaloo in 10. And 17th was the 117 of Dylan Van Wyk. Sport compacts, your winner was Justin Stevenson, 99X. Second, the 8K, Noah Kaiser. Third, 00, Seth Meinders. Third, Dylan Bonk, or fourth, Dylan Bonk in the 2B. Ashton Blaine in 24A was fifth. sixth, the 22R of Shane Vantle, and Caleb Geesey. In the 20C was 7th. Those are the results from 34. Also, last Friday night, Marshalltown had the Frostbuster, and they had over 150 cars. So instead of giving you the whole list, we'll just give you the what happened. The quick winners because of a good car count. In the sport mods, Braden Carter was your winner. In stock cars, Troy Jeller, Jovaritz in the 01 was your winner. In your modifieds, Tim Ward. In the 4TW is your winner. In the hobby stocks, Calvin DeHaan. In 69 was your winner. And in sport compacts was Blake Driscoll in the 31D. Now time for the Knoxville Raceway preview. For the opening night is on Saturday night. We'll start in the pro, where the only change is Tyler Grundyke moved up a class. So your 5-time winner last year, Scotty Johnson, will be the favorite to win the class, in my opinion. Also, you have 3-time winner in Mike Mayberry returning. Jeff Wilkie is also returning. So that's the pro class. Newcomers in the 360 class, besides veterans, will be Jack Anderson, will be a rookie in the class. Also, Greg Anderson, a rookie from Des Moines. Josh Higday returns to the 410 class. Like I mentioned, Tyler Grundyke will be a contender or moves up from the pro. Ryan Giles, that spent half the season in the 360s last year, returns full-time. Clint Gardner, that had 4 feature wins, will be a contender like normal. Also, another strong contender will be Terry McCarl, that picked up the points championship last year. Chase Randall should be a contender. Another welcome back to Kobe Watt this year. Timothy Smith will be a rookie. Garrett Williamson is scheduled to go for Rookie of the Year as well. And the 410 class, your suspects, your normal suspects, and some rookies. Justin Henderson returns, but with a different car this year, with former car owner the one. Brian Brown will be back to contend. Welcome back the Beaver Tool and Equipment car, and Blake Fees will be a contender this year. Ayrton Jettison, that had a strong run last year. Caleb Johnson is going to be a rookie with the 410s. Kerry Mattson will be in the Forbrook 5. Austin McCarl has looked strong so far this year, driving the Country Builders 88 car. A rookie, Lachlan McHugh, will be in the 25. Also, Gage Pulsterback will be a rookie. Christopher Thrum, a rookie. Aaron Reitzel returns. And we don't know how many Invaders will be there this Saturday night, with the High Limit being last night in Lakeside. And then you have the World of Outlaws coming up the next week. And then another High Limit show. So we're just giving you who we think for the season. And that's been the Knoxville Raceway preview. Last night's High Limit race at Lakeside had 56 cars. And now we have the results from the High Limit. Starting with qualifying group 1. Your quick timer was the 88 Austin McCarl at a 14.328. Second was the 71 Corey Eliason at a 14.486. Third was the 39 Justin Sanders at a 14.511. Fourth quick was the 39M of Anthony McCary at a 14.546. Fifth was the 49 of Brad Sweet at a 14.568. Sixth, the 29 of Parker Price Miller at a 14.570. Seventh was the 18 of Gio Selzy at a 14.586. Eighth was the 2MD of Connor Morrell at a 15.629. Ninth, 55B of Alex Bowman at a 14.640. 10th was the 11 of Michael Buddy Kilfoy at a 14.647. 11th was the 2KS of Ian Mattson at a 14.735. 12th was the 14T of Tim Edson at a 14.790. 13th was the 41 of Carson Macedo at a 14.794. 14th, the 22 of Riley Goodnow at a 14.828. 15th, the 47X of Dylan Westbrook at a 14.838. 15th was Sheldon Honchild in 17 at a 14.934. 17th, the 5M of Ryan Timms at a 14.959. 18th was the 11M of Brandon Mullen, at a 14.999. 19th was the 13 of Justin Peck at a 15.04. 20th was the 22S of Slater Hell at a 15.06. 21st, the 52 of Blake Hahn at a 15.033. And the final to make the heat races was 22nd was the 24W Garrett Williamson at a 15.081. Getting upside down in his time trial, but credited with 23rd, the 3N of Jake Newman at 15.102. 24th was Zeb Wise in the 26 at 15.187. 25th, the 17B of Bill Balog at 15.229. 26th, the 2B of Brett Becker at 15.425. And then 27th, the 6X of Frank Rogers at 15.029. And with no time in 28th, the 31 of Joe B. Miller. Group number 2, quick time, was the 7BC of Tyler Courtney at a 14.673. Second, the 15 of Donnie Schatz at a 14.707. Third was the 24 Rico Abreu at a 14.726. Fourth, the 5 of Spencer Baston at a 14.812. Fifth was the 1S of Logan Schuart at 14.844. Sixth, the 2 of David Gravel at a 14.847. Seventh was the 21H of Brady Bacon at a 14.865. Eighth was the 57 of Kyle Larson at a 14.907. Ninth, the 21 of Brian Brown at a 14.923. 10th was the 97 of J.J. Hankel at a 14.938. 11th, the 8 of Aaron Reitzel at a 14.969. 12th, the 3 of Ayrton Jensen at a 14.998. 13th was the 55 of Hunter Schoenberg at a 15.05. 14th was the 15H Sam Hayforteeth at a 15.032. 15th was the 9 of Casey Kane at a 15.059. 6th was the 16th was the 9R Chase Randall at a 15.063. 17th was the 19 of Brett Marks at 15.064. 18th was the 1 of Justin Henderson at a 15.116. 19th was the 48 of Danny Dietrich at a 15.132. 20th was the 25 of Scott Bogusky at a 15.149. 21st, the 6 of Carson McCarroll at a 15.151. 22nd and final car to make a heat race was the 3J of Dusty Zomer at a 15.183. 23rd, the 14 of Cole Macedo at a 15.198. 24th, the 3TK of Tim Schaefer at a 15.264. 25th was the 44 Chris Martin at a 15.480. 26th, the 1C of Brendan Crouch at a 15.181. 27th was the 7 of Brooke Tatnall at a 15.518. And 28th, the 10 of Paul Colagiovanni at a 15.885. Your last chance race, top four, made it to the heat race. Everybody else went to a C main. Your winner was Zeb Weiss. Second, Cole Mancito. Third was Tim Schaefer. Fourth and final transfer was Chris Martin. Fifth was Bill Balog. Sixth, Paul Cogiovanni. Seventh, Brett Becker. Eighth, Brooke Tatnall. Ninth, Brendan Crouch. 10th, Frank Rogers. 11th, Joe B. Miller. And 12th, Jake Newman. In the heat races, took top five finishers directly to the A main. Your winner was Austin McCarroll, second Brad Sweet, third Gio Selzy, fourth Justin Sanders, and fifth and final transfer Justin Pack. They were followed by Cole Macedo in sixth, seventh Ian Matheson, eighth Zeb Wise, ninth Alex Bowman, 10th Dylan Westbrook, 11th Ryan Timms, and 12th Blake Hahn. Heat race number two, your winner was Corey Eliason, second Anthony McAree, third Parker Price Miller, fourth Buddy Kilfoy, and fifth the final transfer to Tim Esten. Sixth was Cole Macedo, seventh Connor Morrell, eighth Riley Goodnow, ninth Sheldon Honschel, 10th Garrett Williamson, 11th Slater Hell, and getting upside down in his heat was Brandon Mullen. Heat race number three went to Tyler Courtney, second Rico Abreu, third Brady Bacon, fourth to Logan Short, fifth and final transfer Brian Brown. Sixth was Brett Marks, seventh Hunter Schoenberg, eighth Casey Kane, ninth Tim Schaefer, 10th Aaron Reitzel, 11th Carson McCarroll, and 12th to Danny Dietrich. In heat race number four went to Donnie Schatz, second Spencer Raston, third David Gravel, fourth Kyle Larson, fifth and final transfer Scott Bogusky. Sixth was Ayrton Jensen, seventh Chase Randall, eighth J.J. Hankel, ninth Sam Hayforteeth, 10th Justin Henderson, 11th Chris Martin, and 12th to Dusty Zomer. In the dash, your winner was Tyler Courtney, second Donnie Schatz, third Rico Abreu, fourth Anthony Macri, fifth Spencer Basin, sixth Corey Elias, seventh Austin McCarl, and eighth Brad Sweet. In the C main, took four directly to the B. Your winner were Justin Henderson, second Garrett Williamson, third Carson McCarl, fourth and final transfer Danny Dietrich. They were followed by Slater Helton, fifth, sixth Dusty Zomer, seventh Bill Balog, eighth Chris Martin, ninth Paulie Colagiovanni, 10th Brett Becker, 11th Dylan Westbrook, 8th Aaron Reitzel, 9th Ryan Timms. Let's start the C main over. Your transfer cards was Justin Henderson, Garrett Williamson, Carson McCarl, and Danny Dietrich. 5th was Slater Helt, 6th Dusty Zomer, 7th was Bill Balog, 8th Chris Martin, 9th Paulie Colagiovanni, 10th Brett Becker, 11th was Dylan Westbrook, 12th Aaron Reitzel, 13th Brian Timms, 14th Blake Hahn, 15th Brandon Mullins, 16th Brooke Tatnall, 17th Brandon Crouch, 18th was Frank Rogers, and did not start but credited with 19th Joe B. Miller. And Jake Newman, of course, was a scratch after qualifying. The B main took four. Connor Morrell was your winner, second Carson Macedo, third Brett Marks, fourth and final transfer Ian Matson. They are followed by 5th Riley Goodnell, 6th Casey Kane, 7th Cole Macedo, 8th Ayrton Jettin, 9th Sheldon Honchill, 10th Zeb Wise, 11th Carson McCarl, 12th Alex Bowman, 13th Hunter Schoenberg, 14th Tim Schaefer, 15th Sam Haferty, 16th Justin Henderson, 17th Garrett Williamson, 18th Danny Dietrich, 19th Chase Randall, and 20th J.J. Hankel. In the A main, picking up the $50,000 was Gio Selzy, second from 22nd for Carson Macedo. Third was Tyler Courtney, fourth David Grabel, fifth Kyle Larson, sixth Logan Shuhart, seventh Spencer Basin, eighth Donnie Schatz, ninth Brian Brown, 10th Anthony Macri, 11th Corey Elias, and 12th Brad Sweet, 13th Justin Peck, 14th, Hunter Schoenberg, 15th, Michael Buddy Kilfoy, 16th, Alex Bowman, 17th, Justin Sanders, 18th, Parker Price Miller, 19th, Connor Morrell, 20th, Austin McCarl, 21st, Tim Esteton, 22nd, Rico Abreu, 23rd was Chase Randall, 24th, Brett Marks, 25th was Brady Bacon, 26th, Scott Bogiski, and 27th was Ian Matson. The next high limit race will be up at 34 Raceway on the 25th. Upcoming action for this weekend, starting tomorrow night on a Thursday, over at Marshalltown. It's preliminary night for the King of the High Banks with two rounds of stock car heat races, a full modified sport mod and hobby stock program. On Friday night, they'll wrap up the King of the High Banks with last chance races for the stock cars before the main. It's also $5,000 to win the stock cars. Full modified sport mod, hobby stock, sport compact, and dirt truck show. Over at the CJ Speedway, it's the season opener with modifieds, sport mods, stock cars, hobby stocks, and sport compacts. Over at the 34 Raceway, it's a two-day show again this weekend with the prelude to the Slocum on Friday night with the Lucas Oil MRLA late models, 305 wing sprint cars, and stock cars. On Saturday night, the big money for the 15th annual Slocum 50. With the same classes, with the MRA late models, so 305 sprints, and stock cars. over at the Knoxville Raceway, the season opener on Saturday night for the 410s, 360, and Pro Sprint Cars. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. We'll see you all next week.
Thank you for listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast with Marshall Hayes. Follow us on Twitter at dirt_podcast or on Facebook at the Dirt Racing Podcast.